This rather curious photograph shows an old man having electrodes applied to his face by the French neurologist Guillaume Benjamin Duchenne de Boulogne. But his sorrowful expression is not in fact down to any pain caused by this sadistic-sounding treatment. Diana Donald.
Duchenne had chosen an old man who suffered from facial insensitivity and applied electrodes to his face so that he was able to induce the various looks of grief or of sorrow or of anger or whatever it might be.
This particular expression is described as deep suffering with resignation and comes from Duchenne's book On the Mechanism of Human Physiognomy. Darwin owned the very copy that you're looking at. He was clearly impressed by Duchenne's work and used some of the same photographs to illustrate a publication of his own. In his book On the Expression of the Emotions, Darwin wanted to bring out how human physiology and human expression are very closely tied to that of animals. Diana Donald.
It followed from the nature of the subject that the illustrations to the book were tremendously important to him. And he tells the reader that he first of all looked at prints after the old masters, hoping that the great painters of the past would give him a clue as to how to illustrate the book. But he says he found them of very little use. They weren't sufficiently literal and, as he thought, true to life for his purposes.
Darwin's book, in fact, became one of the first scientific volumes to be illustrated with photographs. But Duchenne's images didn't meet with universal approval.
These were actually quite widely criticised because readers thought that the old man looked rather vulgar and that the expressions were rather overstated, rather like those in the photographs of the insane that were being published at this time. So the book itself was heavily criticised as being somehow vulgar or showing an ignorance of art, criticisms which probably upset Darwin quite a lot.